reason why I brought this forward, you know, this isn't about solving the budget crisis today. No matter what we decide to do or not do, it is not going to solve the issues that we face. But I brought this forward because, in my good conscience, we're going to be asking a lot of people to make difficult decisions. We could potentially be laying people off. They're going to be losing their jobs. We could be cutting vital services. And I, in good conscience, cannot ask somebody to do something that I have not done or am not willing to do.
Last month, County Administrator Pat Bean stunned some commissioners when she said that the county could be looking at 1,000 jobs being cut because of the worsening economy. Bean said on Wednesday that she had a plan to save many of those jobs or at least refrain from taking pay cuts after talking to many county employees.
Furloughs rather than a pay cut, because a pay cut is something that affects them every paycheck. It's something that affects them in a way that will take them significant time to recover from when the economy does return to some normal state.
But Bean cautioned that she had not decided how many furlough days was she looking at, and cautioned that it was not a panacea for the county's economic ills.
A furlough or a pay cut, either one, is only one tool that we can use to balance this budget. This budget has such a huge deficit that we cannot balance it totally through pay cuts or furloughs.
Commissioner Mark Sharp said he completely agreed that furloughs were the way to go.
It would be my recommendation that this board join with the county, and if the county workers are asked to be subjected to a furlough, whether it's one day, and I'm suspecting that the number is going to be higher, three or four days, significantly higher, there's an opportunity to save several million dollars, which would be a significant savings. It certainly wouldn't go anywhere towards closing this gap, but we could save several million dollars collectively and demonstrate our sincerity, both in symbolism but also in substance, to a very important issue.
County Administrator Pat Bean said she would prefer to spread the furlough days out through the year for county employees to avoid excessive financial pain. The official motion was offered up by Commissioner Al Higginbotham.
I would amend my motion to include the furloughs, but to ask, in including what Ms. Ferlita is saying, to come back with a formula from Mr. Johnson for us to consider at either our next budget workshop or the next time certain at a commission meeting.
Meanwhile, all local governments in the country were assigned a negative outlook by Moody's Investors Services yesterday, the first time the credit rating company has given such an assessment to the overall group of debt issuers. The implications are serious, said Mike Merrill, Hillsborough County's Administrator for Utilities and Commerce.
To slip from a double A to an A credit on a bond issue of about $150 million represents an additional $40 or $50 million of debt service. That's how extreme the difference between ratings have become as investors continually seek safe haven.
Moody cited unprecedented fiscal challenges faced by American cities, counties, and school districts when the unemployment rate went to 8.5% last month, a 25-year high. In a news release issued on Tuesday, Moody's analyst Eric Hoffman said the collapse in housing, turmoil in financial markets, and what may be the broadest and deepest national recession since the 1930s will pressure many, if not most, local governments over the next year to year and a half. Administrator Mike Merrill also said the county will be affected in terms of budgeting.
We can only appropriate expenditures based on what we think we have in the way of revenues, including debt proceeds. At this point in time, based on those projections, we would have to unappropriate between $223 and $286 million of projects that are currently in the CIP, because we can't afford to fund them between now and 2016. In addition, we would have to defer beyond 2016 anywhere from $59 million to $475 million in capital projects, depending on whether we go with pay-as-you-go, more of a pay-as-you-go approach, or continue with a debt approach.